Okay, today's daf is Nida daf chaf aleph. We are holding on daf chaf and beis. Last thing we did yesterday was we were discussing Yalta, how she brought dam to Rabbi Bar Chana, who was metamei it, and then she brought it back to Rabbi Yitzchak Bered Rabbi Yehuda, and he was metayer it. So the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to do that? Isn't there a rule that a chacham shetime ein chavero rashe l'tayer, that if one chacham paskin something is tamei, the other chacham is not allowed to paskin that it's tar. If one chacham paskin something is aser, the other chacham is not allowed to come along and paskin that it's mutter. So the Gemara had said that normally she had reported that normally he was always the original chacham was always mitayer this kind of dam, and he must have had a headache. Something must have been going wrong today, and he didn't see it clearly. And in that situation, the second chacham was willing to be mitayer. And the Gemara said, "Wait a second, is she really believed to say such a thing?" We say, "Yeah." Now, menasi shalomer, because I receive a vad. If a woman is believed to say that I saw something that looked like this, and I lost the mara, let's say the woman can't find the mara, so she's believed to describe the color of the mara. Now this halacha that a chacham shatime ein chaver rashi l'tayir, a chacham sha'asar ein chaver rashi l'hatir, it's machlokus rishonim what the reason for this halacha is. Rashi in our sugya implies that the Dibur Maskal Gamri implies that the reason is that kavod of the original chacham, that you know the second chacham is not allowed to be matir, that which the first chacham asered, because it's a lack of kavod for the original chacham. That's the sheet of the Ran and the Meiri, and therefore it says the Meiri explicitly. If the first chacham is mochel on his kavod, so it's mutar l'chachila to go ask another chacham. A lot of times you'll have that. You'll ask a shaylin, the rabbi will say that you know it seems to me that it should be problematic, but I give you full permission. Go ask somebody else. You don't have to ask me about this issue. Go ask somebody else, and you can rely on whatever somebody else is going to say. And in that situation, it would be, says the Meiri, it would be mutter for the second chacham to be cholik on the first chacham, even though the shaila was already paskin, because it's all an issue of kavod. The Ritva and the Rashba both say, in the name of the Ravid, that the reason is an entirely different reason. It's based on the concept of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura, that once you got a psak, that something is Asr, so Mela, you have accepted that as Isr, and when a person accepts something as Isr, whether the reality is that it's in fact Asr or not, it doesn't make a difference. The Isr was Chal on that Chaticha, because there was a psak on that Chaticha, Isser. So what would be the nafkamina? Very big nafkamina. Let's say the original chacham was not mitameh, was not oser. The original chacham was mitaher, or was matir. The original chacham was more mekel. So can you then go to another chacham? Does another chacham have the right to argue with that and to be machmir after the original chacham was mekel? If it's an issue of the kavod of the original chacham, so that's shaykh in both directions. Either way, it's a lack of kavod to the original chacham once the shayla has already been paskined to paskin otherwise. However, if it's an issue of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura, we have no such concept of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Datera. There's Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. Right? There's major machlokas rishonim. How the concept of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura works. Is it a din of neder, that it's ki'ilu, you took a neder on yourself, that this is going to be usher to you, or it's a din ne'emanos, that you're believed klape yourself, that this item is usher. But still, either way, we never see it applying to anything heter. There would be no din of neder for sure but to say that something is mutter, to make something mutter to you, there's no such din of neder. And by ne'amanus, we never find that a person is granted such ne'amanus, that you're believed to say that something is mutter to you, even though we think that the rest of the world thinks that it's also to you. We never have it by heter. So if it were a din, like the Ritva says, of Shavya Nafshi Chatichu Yisura, it would only work in one direction, that if the original Chacham said it's aser, then the next chacham can't come and say that it's mutter. But if it's a din of kavod of the original chacham, then it would work in both directions, regardless of what the original chacham said. It would work in both directions. The Ramban, Yerodei, and Sim Reish Mem Beis, if Lamed Aleph writes that if the Rishon was matir and his hora'a was chal, the second chacham should not come and be an asrit mishakladas. Basically, like Rashi, that it's a din of kavod, and it works in both directions. The Shach disagrees with Rama, and he says, how could the Ramban Mag, nor the Tosfos Mag, Hagos Maimonios, that all are cholik and hold that Rashi Lesser, Mashi Yitir Chaveru, that it is permissible to aser that which someone else was matir. The Ritva writes that this din of a Chacham Shetime in Chaveru Rashi Latar, this may be another nafkamina, is even when the second Chacham is Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma B'Minyin. What if the second Chacham is a much, much bigger Talmud Chacham than the first Chacham? So is there such a din that he's still not allowed to paskin against the first Chacham? So the Ritva writes, even so, he's not allowed to paskin against the first Chacham. However, the Shach in Yordaya Reish Mem Beis Sivkat Nun Gimel quotes the sheet of the Ma'arik who disagrees and says it's Dafka Chavero. It's if the original Chacham paskin, then Chavero is not allowed to come and paskin against that. But when he's not Chavero, rather he's Gadol Menu B'Chacham Minyan, so then he's able to be Matir, what the first guy asked. And that's the sheet of the Ran as well. So it could be that this is totally in that same Machlokas, that the Ritva over here is Lushitaso, that when he's Gadol B'Chacham Minyan, he's still not able to be Matir because it's all a din in Shavya Nafshi Chatichidu Yisura. The person has already accepted it upon himself as Aser, so it doesn't matter how great the second Chacham is, it's already Aser Klapi, the first person. Whereas the Marik, the Shach, in the name of the Marik, and the Ran, maybe assuming like Shitas Rashi, that it's a din in the cover of the original Chacham, but of the second Chacham, if the second Chacham is a much greater Chacham, or let's say he's his Rebbe, so he has no din of kavod, he doesn't have to be mechabed the original Chacham. So that would seem to be another nafkamina in this basic chakira. It's also mashma from this whole Gemara that the whole Isser is on the Rabbi, that it's an Isser on the second Rabbi, that it's not an Isser on the person who's asking the question, that to actually ask the question again is okay, it's just the Rabbi's responsibility to say that I can't answer it. That's the implication of the Gemara, because the Gemara never asks on Yalta, it only asks on the Chacham. So, and that's how Tosos and Tosa Rush say Beferish, and they prove it from the fact that the Gemara asks, how could the Gemara doesn't ask, how could she ask that same question again? So it must be that the whole listener is on the Chacham. The Tshuvas HaRe'im, however, Tshuvas HaRe'im disagrees. In Simon Nun Dalid, he writes that you can't prove that there's no Isser on the Shoal, because it could be that Yalta didn't know this Isser, that there is an Isser, she wasn't familiar with it. Or maybe she thought she had a Svara to ask a second time, because after all, it was a type of Dam that the original Chacham was always Metaher. So she figured something was up, something was wrong with him today. So if she figured the Pesach might be invalid, and therefore this might be an exception to the rule. But either way, it does make it sound from the Gemara that the issue is not on the Shoel, the issue is only on the Chacham. However, there's a parallel sugya, there's another Gemara in Avodah Zarah that needs to be seen alongside this Gemara in order to get a real picture of what's going on over here. The sugya in Avodah Zarah of Zayin has a different lashon. It says, Hanish'al l'chacham v'timei, lo yish'al l'chacham v'yitaher, l'chacham v'asar, lo yish'al l'chacham v'yatir. Not ein chavero rashay lahatir, that another chacham is not allowed to be matir. That which was asked to one chacham should not be asked to another chacham, says the Gemara of the Zorad of Zayin. So Tosus on the spot, Dibra Maskal Anishal, says from that lashon it's mashma that it's an Isser even on the Shoel. So Tosus asks, why should it be also on the Shoel to ask another chacham? Maybe the chacham will, the two chacham will get together and they'll break their heads together and they'll figure out where the misunderstanding is. Maybe they'll enlighten each other and it will come out with a more truthful psak. So Tos says, Be'emes, the whole Isser to be Shoel, another chacham, is only if you don't let him know that you asked the original chacham. But if you tell him that you've asked the original chacham, then it's permissible to ask the second chacham. I think this is the practice, that it's permissible. If you say, I already asked this shayla, the person said that it was usher, I just don't understand it, can you explain it to me, can you help me out over here? So sometimes the second chacham will realize why the first chacham asked it, or won't realize why the first chacham asked it. He won't issue a psak right away, but he'll say, you know what, let me speak to that first chacham. And he'll call up that first chacham, and he'll speak to him, and they'll talk it through. And sometimes the first chacham will explain to the second chacham why he's making a mistake, and that the first Chacham is right in answering it, and sometimes second Chacham will have a Ara that the first Chacham didn't think of, and he'll be able to correct him, and they'll both come to an agreement. And if they come to an agreement, then there's no problem. It's not a problem of Kvodo Shel Rishon, assuming that the whole issue is one of Kavod. If it's an issue of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura, then it may still be a problem. So in the Gemara now, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Ibayiluhu, we're about 10 lines into the wide lines. Ibayiluhu, Kazet Yerish Ploni Chacham Mahu. What if the woman says, I saw a dam that looked like this? A woman says to her friend, meaning one woman sees dam, and her friend says, oh yeah, I had that same color dam, and a certain Chacham was Metahirit. Right? Rashi says, Mahu Shetismo Chale Chaverta Sheheros Adam Lazu Va'amr La Kedam Zeh Shalach Heresi Gamani Leploni Chacham V'tiher. Can she rely on her friend that she saw the same color, and that color was Tahar by that Chacham? So the Gemara is going to have two rayas. Tashma raya number one. We just said Nemenasi Shalom Kazarisa Vavadativ, that a woman is trusted to make that judgment call that a dam looks like a certain color, even though that her original dam is not right in front of her. If she loses her mara, she could say, yeah, the mara was this color. So Shani Yasim Delesik Lakama. No, maybe that's different, because over there she lost the original dam. But over here, the dam that the child is being asked on is still here. It's just that another woman says, I once saw a similar dam. But if you have the shaila, you got to ask the shaila. You can't rely on any sort of dimion that the woman might have or might make. Second raya, Tashma. The Yalta Isa Damil Kameh de Rabbi Barbachana Vitamila, the Kameh de Rabbi Yitzchak, Braid Rabbi Yehuda, Vidachila. And we ask Vechi Avadachiva Tanya Chacham Shetime, Ein Chaver Rashi Vitaher, how is she allowed to do this? Because after all, how is the rabbi allowed to do this? After all, you're not allowed to be Mitar that which your friend was Mitame. Vamrinan, and the Gemara had answered, Tzmuyi have a Matmila. Kivin da Amrle, the Kal Yom Matchila, Kiagavna Veidnu, the Chashbeine, Hadadachila. That originally, he was actually Mitame for her. It's only once she explained that this Mara is always Tahar, and the guy had a headache today, and that's why he probably was Mitamayit, only then was he willing to be Mitahar. Alma Mehemdala, but you do see that she's trusted to say, yes, this is the same color that he's always Mitahar. She's trusted to make that comparison in colors. Rav Yitzchak Bar, so isn't that a raya that she's trusted? Answers the Gemara, no. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Agamrei Samach. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda was somich on his own learning. He was somich on the fact that it was really tahar, and it wasn't that he was saying that he was somich on her to say that the original rabbi was mitar these kinds of things. That only helped to get around the kavod problem, the kavod of the original rabbi. But the fact that that the mara was tahar, that was from his own knowledge. He himself thought it was tahar. The only reason he was originally mitame was out of the kavod of the first chacham. So he didn't feel it was a problem of the kavod of the first chacham once she said that the first chacham had a headache, that he wasn't feeling well that day, and he probably made a simple mistake. Period. Rebbe ra'a dam b'layla v'time, Rabbi yom v'tiher. Rebbe would look at dam at night, would be metameit, and then he looked at that same dam in the daytime, and he was metairit. Himtin sha'ach chas v'time. Then he waited another hour during the daytime, and he changed his mind again, and went back to be metameit. So Amar Oili Shematiisi said, Oy vey, maybe I made a mistake by being metairit, and then I realize now that it's tame. So says Amar Shematiisi, Vaday ta'a. What do you mean? Maybe you made a mistake. You changed your mind. Obviously, you hold that you made a mistake. Meaning, how else? What other explanation do you have? D'tanya lo yomar chacham ilu haya lach haya vaday tamei alomar ein lo l'dayin el mashe ein avros. So, because after all, the Brisa says that a person should not look at a maradam and say that if this were still moist, it would vada bitame. You have to look at it for what it is. You have to look at it as you see it. And if it's brought to you moist, you see it the way it's moist. It's brought to you dry, you see it the way it's dry. You're not supposed to try to guess what it would look like if it were in a different state. Ein l'dayin ela ma she'ein avros. So you got to paskin what's in front of you. So says Gemara na meikara achzake bitame. Rabbi originally thought it was tame. Even the Chazal Tzafra de Ishtani, it's not that he just changed his mind. The color changed. In the morning, he saw that the color had changed. Amar Vaday Tahar Hava, Ublailuhu Delos Chazi Shapir. He said, oh, it must be that it was definitely Tahar, and I just didn't get a good look at it at night. Even the Chazal de Hadar Ishtani, when he saw that the color changed again, Amar Hay Tamehu Mfakech Vazil. And the It's just that the redness had gone away from it, that it's really tame, but the redness had gone away from it, and now at this later point in the day, I'm able to see the redness a little bit better again. So this issue of looking at a mara and trying to figure out, trying to surmise what it would look like if it were moist, if it were dry. So this is a major discussion in the poskim. The Bach is mechadesh that ein lo l'chacham l'tar mara tar k'shu lach shema achar sheyisyav yishimse adam b'kitzvosav. Very common issue with maros is that the center of the mara will look okay, and the edges, the kitzvos, the edges of the mara will have admimus, will have a reddish tinge to it. So the Bach says, but that those edges don't really darken and don't really come out in full force till it dries. It just looks like one mara of all the same color until it dries, and when it dries, you see in the middle there wasn't really dam, but on the edges the dam somehow is able to become much more visible. A very common issue. So the Bach says a person should not look at a moist mara and be metairik because he doesn't know. Maybe the edges are gonna appear red and it's gonna be a problem. So the Taz on the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeh Kuf Peches, Siv Katan Aleph, with many, many rayas to reject the Bach, disagrees with the Bach. And the Chavis Das in Kuf Peches in the Biurim, he's doche each of the rayas of the Taz. He thinks the Taz's rayas are all not good rayas. However, at the end of the day, he agrees with the Taz. But the Taz and the Shach both disagree with the Bach, and they write, definitely, you're allowed to pass it on a Mara that looks tahar, even while it's still moist, because Achzuke Reyes Salom Chaskina. You don't assume a reisa when there's no reisa lefanecha. You don't assume something bad if you don't see it. And the Torah Hashlamim at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch has an interesting ha'ara. He says that based on the Gemara in Brachas and Davdal and Amaral, the Gemara in Brachas says that one of the things it goes through David HaMelech's nightly schedule, how he would wake up at Chatzos HaLayla with the harp over his bed, the whole story of David HaMelech. And one of the things that David HaMelech would say about himself was that unlike other kings who just took it easy, Yadai Melech that my hands are made dirty. I'm always working for the people. My hands are dirty with the bloods of different women to come up with ways to be Matari Shalabaila. Well, if it's dry, why did it make his hands dirty? So says the Torah Shlam, must be that it's that you're allowed to look at a Mara when it's moist and you don't have to worry how it's going to change when it becomes dry. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. Rebbe Baduk L'Araner, three lines from the bottom. Rebbe used to check by an Araner. Rebbe Shmuel bar Rav Yosef Baduk B'yom HaMu'unan B'ni Amudei. He would look on a cloudy day between the pillars. Amar Rabbi Ami bar Shmuel V'kulanein Baduk L'Son Ela Ben Chamel Etzel. That really you should check in between the sun and the shade. Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Aravua B'chamel B'tzel B'yado. That you should stand in the sun and shade it with your hand a little bit. And that's how you should look at the Mara. So you might think, what difference does it make? It makes a huge difference. The kind of light that you're looking at the Mara in, whether you're going to see red or you're not going to see red, makes a tremendous difference. Whether you use a fluorescent bulb or an incandescent bulb will make a huge difference. Almost nothing is red in a fluorescent bulb, and almost everything is red by, well, not almost everything, but a lot more things are red by an incandescent bulb. And the in the shade, in the sun, depending how quickly you move from shade to the sun and how long it takes your eyes to adjust, also it makes a huge difference the kind of lighting you use in looking for it. That's why you have all this discussion over here about the kind of lighting that a person is supposed to use. Ukumazuk shnei chalakim. So the Mishnah described one of the colors of red that we're mentioning is if you have wine that's two-thirds diluted and one-third of the original wine. I just remembered I wanted to dedicate today's shir of the Zchus Refor Shleima for Tzvi Ben Chaya. Okay, I just forgot to do that. Okay, so all the learning should be Zchus Refor Shleima. Ukumazuk shnei chalakim. So it says Gemara Tana Hashironi Nidon Ki Karmeli Chai V'lo Mazuk. That the Yayin Hasharuni, this diluted Sharuni wine is like undiluted Karmeli wine. Chadash V'lo Yasha, new and not old wine. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Kulanein Botnei Son Ela Because Tveria Pashut. That the when they do this check with the color of the wine, you have to put the wine in a Tiberian coast, a certain type of glass. So my taima, Amar Abayi shall call olam kulo machzik lugos nosim manish. Shnei luginos also mimasayim. All other glass kelim, depending how much it's supposed to hold, they'll use different amounts of glass. Kos tveri apashut afilu machzik shnei luginos nosim manavaydi dekala shidia beitzvei. But a kos tveri apashut, even a larger one, they'll use a smaller amount of glass so that the glass doesn't is very very thin, and that enables you to see the color much better when the glass is very thin. So Rashi says that since it's very thin, you'll see the mumis hayayin through the glass much better. It sounds from Rashi that you're looking at it through the outside of the glass. That's how you evaluate the color. However, the Rambam seems different. The Rambam in Isurei Bia Perikhei Halach Yiralef writes, Ve'eno mabit bizuchuchas shal kos mibachutz. You don't look through the glass from the outside, you look from the top into the mashke. It's just that even when you're looking from the top, if the kos is dark, it will still darken the drink. It will still darken what's inside of it. So you want to get the clearest picture, so you look from the top in a very thin kos. Okay, Hadron Alach Kalayad says the now we move on to the third parak of Maseches Nida. The third parak of Maseches Nida discusses Dine Mapelas. If a woman is Mapil, Rachman al-San, she has a miscarriage, and we have to figure out the different types of Tumah that could possibly come with Mapelas. Number one, is it Tumas Leda or is it Tumas Nida? Meaning, do we consider whatever she was Mapil to be a birth, or do we consider it to be just Tumas Nida, the blood came out? And if it's Tumas Leda, is it Zachar? Is it Nekeva? And if the Tumah is Machmas and Nef, is the Tumah that she experiences a result of the Nefel, or because blood came out from her body together with the Nefel? What's the source of the Tumah? So we're going to have three halachos in our Mishnah, in the opening Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, halacha number one, Hamapelas Chaticha, if a woman is Mapil, a chunk of flesh, Im yeshima dam tamei, v'im lav tahora. If there's dam together with it, then she'll be tamei, but otherwise she's tahora. Rabbi Domer ben kach ben kach tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says now even without dam together with it, she's going to be tamei. So that is halacha number one about a mapelas chaticha. Halacha then that's a machlokas the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakam says only tamei with dam. Rabbi Yehuda says tamei even without dam. Halacha number two, a mapelas kamin klipa kamin saara kamin afar kamin yavchushin adumim. Someone who's mapel something that she's mapil something that looks like a shell or a hair or little bugs, they're red. Tati lamayim, so you put them in the water. Im nimochu tmeya, if they disintegrate and they become like blood, they become liquid, then it's tamei. Vim lav tahora, but if they remain in their solid state, then it's going to be tahora. Third halacha, hamapelas kamin dagim chagav mishkatzim masim. She's mapil something that looks like an animal. So imeshimam dam tmeya vim lav tahora. If there's dam together with it, she's tmeya. Otherwise, she's tahora. Hamapelas min behemachay va'ov. If it's larger animals, behemachay va'ov bein tmein bein tahorin. Im zachar teshev lezachar vim nekeva teshev lenekeva. Whether they look like kosher or non-kosher species. If it looks like a male animal, she should have the yimei tumah of a male. If it looks like a female animal, she should have the yimei tumah of a female. And if you're not sure whether it looks like a male animal or a female animal, be machmir in both directions. That's from Meir Shita. If it doesn't look like a person, then it's not a Vlad. So you don't have male, female, it's nothing. It's not a Vlad at all. So three halachos in a Mishnah. First one, Mapelas Chaticha. Second one, if it's a Klipa, Sa'ara, Afar, something like that. Third one, if it looks like an animal. Says Gemara, going back to that first halacha, by the Chaticha, where the Tanakhama held that only if there's dam with it is it tameh, and Rabbi Yehuda said it's tameh no matter what. It's tameh whether there's dam with it or no dam with it. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Domer Shmuel, Lo timei Rabbi Yehuda lebechaticha shalabas min edam, nafal shashar min edam Torah. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who said it's tameh even when there's no dam, is only going to say it's tameh if it itself has the color of one of the dalim min edamim, of one of the types of dam that would be tameh. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you got it backwards. If it itself looks like one of the Dalmine Damim, then everyone would say it's Tameh. Even Tanakama would say it's Tameh, even without any accompanying blood. Shall Shar Mine Dam Divrei HaKol Tahara. If it appears like any of the other Mine Dam, the Tahar types of blood, then everyone would agree it's Tahar. Lo Nechlel Shepil Ven Yodas Ma'apila. The only machlokas is if she doesn't know what it is. Rabbi Yisrael Zilbas Rov Chatichas Rov Chatichas Shal Bras Mine Dam Mavyan. If she doesn't know whether it's one of the Dal Mine Damim. So Rabbi Yisrael says, follow Rov. Rov Chatichas are from the Dal Mine Dam. Rabbanan Savri, Lomrin Rov Chatichas Shal Bras Mine Dam. The Rabbanan hold that we don't say the Rov Chatichas are of our Bas Mine Damim. So what are they? They're arguing the Mitzvah. And what the rove is, they're arguing whether the rove is a certain color or not. So in the Tshuvas of the Tzemach Tzedek in Piskei Dinim Yerdeisim Kufpei Gimel Oz Gimel, he's masbir that what's really going on over here is they're arguing not whether it's a rove, they're not arguing about a statistic. They're arguing whether the statistic has meaning. Meaning, is it? They're arguing whether it's a coincidence or whether it's that's a statistical reality. Meaning that it's always going to be that way. That it's megala. That's the nature of things. Or it's just a coincidence. It can go either way. It's really 50-50. It happened to be that it broke one way or it broke in one direction or the other. So Mechsedek explains that the mechuvan is kivet shezeu inyan abba b'derech mikre. Lo shayich bo kol kach lomar sherov hamikra hachi humei arba mine damim. Since it's completely dependent on mikra, so if you're not going to follow rov, you're just going to say, yeah, because this it's mikra. It's not a real rov. Rov is that there's reason to assume that the rov is more correct than non-rov. Rav Zilberstein, the Chashuk Echemet, was asked, a young couple got married and they're deciding between two communities, and the statistics that the cities keep show that in one community, the average lifespan of people is 75 years old. In the other community, the average lifespan is 82 years old. So should they go to the community where it has an 82-year-old life expectancy? So he said, well, it could just be that since they were keeping those statistics, that was mikra. They had a few, a chevra who had strong genes or whatever, and, you know, lived to 115 or whatever, and that changed the statistics, or there was some sort of illness that went around that could happen anywhere in the other community amongst young children or whatever. That doesn't tell you anything. That's not a rove. Rove would be when there's reason to believe that's Megala and the way things really should be. It's not just magic, a rove. It's supposed to be real. So, okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, Eini Vakiyasa Rav Hoshi Amin Adah Asa Vaisa Masni Sibiyade. Rav Hoshi came from Adah, he taught the following, Hamapelis Chaticha Adoma Shchora Yeroka Ulavana. Good colors or bad colors? Red, black, both bad colors. Yeroka Ulavana, both good colors. Imeshi Madam Tameyav. If there's dam together with it, she's tmeya. Otherwise, she's tor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ben kach tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, either way, she's going to be tmeya. So, kashal Shmuel b'chadol, Rabbi Yochanan b'tarti. It's kasha on Shmuel from one angle and Rabbi Yochanan from two angles, because Rabbi Yochanan said that if it's arbas minei damim, everyone would hold its tameh, and shar minei damim, everyone would hold its tar. Over here, you see that they argue both by the shachar and the adam, as well as by the lavan and the yarok. So it's a machloka, so it's a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan from both angles. The Shmuel b'chada, and it's kasha and Shmuel from one angle. Damar Shmuel lo timi Rabbi Yehuda b'chadik shal bras minei damim, v'aktani yirok olvana polig Rabbi Yehuda, because Shmuel held that Rabbi Yehuda would only disagree when it's one of the dal minei damim. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees even by yellow and white. So v'chite mekipal Rabbi Yehuda adom of shchora. And if you're going to say no, Rabbi Yehuda's only arguing about the red and the black, not the yarok and the lavan. Vayarok alavan alo al yarok alavan alman katanila. So why even mention yarok v'lavan? For whose opinion would you mention yarok v'lavan if Rabbi Yehuda's not arguing about it? Ilem rabbanon hashla adom of shchora mitari rabban yarok alavan mibayi. You certainly wouldn't need to mention it for the sheet of the rabbanon. The rabbanon would even mitari if it's red or black. Of course, it's going to be mitari when it's yarok or lavan. Elav Rabbi Yehuda, must be that the only reason we're mentioning Yarok Lavan is for the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Upalig, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Tamei by Yarok Lavan. Vesul Rabbi Yochanan Damer Shal Arbas Minei Damim Devar Hakol Tameya Haktani Adam Ushchora Upligi Rabbanan. And then the second kash we have in Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan holds that everyone would hold by the Dal Minei Damim that it's going to be Tamei. Yet over here it says Adam Ushchora, and the Rabbanan are still in disagreement. They still think if there's no dam together with it, it's tahara, even though the chaticha itself was the color of the arbas minei damim. And if you can say, no, the Rabbanan are only metame, are only metaher rather, by Yarok and Lavan, aval adom ashkor lo, el adom ashkor leman katani lo. So then why even mention red and black? Ilem Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say that we mention red and black for Rabbi Yehuda's shita, well, hashi Yarok and Lavan, tamei adom ashkor mibai, the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it, Rabbi Yehuda's metame, even when it's Yarok and Lavan. So of course he's going to be metame when it's adom v'shachar. Elav, so it must be why we're mentioning Adam Ashachar. Rabbanan, we're mentioning it for the sake of the Rabbanan's Shita, Upligi, and the Rabbanan apparently hold that it's going to be Tahar, even though the Chaticha itself is Adam or Shachar. So rather we have to therefore reject both Rabbi Yudam or Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan in their understanding of this machlokas, and we need to come up with a third understanding. They're arguing about the concept of whether it's possible to have a psichas hakever below dam. Can you have an opening of the womb without dam coming out? Because this chaticha, whatever it is, came out of the womb. So the womb opened at some point. Do you assume that therefore dam must have come out? Ubeplukta dani tanayim. And this is machlokas, parallels machlokas of tanayim. Titania, kashta shnayim l'shlishi apila. If a woman was in labor for 2 days during the yiral v'yom shabbe nidal nida, and she saw dam where that appeared to be as a result of her labor, and then on the third day she was mapil, but she has no idea if she saw dam that day. She just knows that something came out of her, but not blood. Veniodas mapil. She doesn't know if it's a nefel, if it's a ruach, if it's anything. This is going to be a suffix whether it counts as a leda or a ziva. Therefore, mevia carbon vein and echel. She brings a carbon, but the carbon does not get eaten. Rabbi Shuomer mevia carbon vein echel. She efshal psichus kavlodam. Rabbi Shuomer says she does bring carbon and it gets eaten because if something came out of her womb, you could bet there was dam. And therefore, it would be like a miman of shuk. She's either a zava gadola or a yaleda. So she's going to have to bring a carbon one way or the other. So the carbon would be nechal. The Tanakama held no. The carbon can't be nechal because if she only saw blood 2 days in a row, she didn't see blood on the third day. So if it's ziva, it wouldn't be enough to be mechayev a carbon. She didn't see blood for 3 days in a row. Just because there was a psich sakever on the third day doesn't mean that there was dam on the third day. That's all one approach to our Mishnah, is that the original machlokas was between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and both were rejected, and therefore we had to, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak had to come up with a different explanation of the machlokas in our Mishnah, that it's all about psichus kever below dam. The Gemara now is going to have an abridged version of the discussion, where we take out Rabbi Yochanan's shita, essentially. All we have is Shmuel, we reject Shmuel, then we move right on to what we called Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, except now we're going to attribute Rav Nachum Yitzchak's statement to Rabbi Yochanan. But other than that, the next 20 lines are exactly the same as what we just saw. Lishnach Rina, Amrila. Am Rabbi Dor Mishmol. Rabbi Dor Mishmol says, Latim Rabbi Yudah al-Bechatich shal ras minedam melvashol shah minedam tahora. That only when it's one of the four minedam is it tame, but if the chatich itself does not look like one of the four minedam, it's tar. Eini vakayas raho shimina da'as avais mesnes v'yadem pels chatich adum ashkora. Yeroko levana. Im yeshim adam tamei avim lav tahora Rabbi Dor Mishmol ben kach tamea. So katani adomo shchora yiroku levano palag Rabbi Yuda. You see that Rabbi Yuda disagrees, even though it's not one of the dalamine damim, he's willing to say that it's tame v'chite mikip palag Rabbi Yuda adomo shchora yiroku levano lo. And lest you say that Rabbi Yuda only disagrees about the red and the black, but not about the yarok and the lavan, el yiroku levano man katani lo. Then why do we even mention yiroku lavan? Ilim the rabban asher adomo shchora kometari rabban yiroku levano mibayi. If it's for the rabban are even metari by red and black. Of course, it's going to be metari by yarok and lavan. Love Rabbi Yudah Palag. Must be that we're mentioning Yarok Lavan for the sake of Rabbi Yudah, who disagrees. Ella Amar Rav Yochanan. So rather, Rav Yochanan comes and says that the machlokas is b'afshal b'psichus hakever below dam kamifli ubeplug to dani tanoi detanya kash l'shayim u'shlishi pila v'niyodas ma'pila harizu savik leidu savik zivim v'im karbam enechal Rabbi Shomer v'im karbam enechal l'fi she'afshal b'psichus hakever below dam. Period. Okay, so that's just the same discussion again, except we skip the middle shita. Now, third wide line. Tanu Rabbanan. Hamapelis chaticha. If a woman is mapil, something that looks like a chaticha, a chunk of flesh. Sumchus omer shimra meir, v'chein rabbi shimra menasya omer kedvarav, kora, you should rip it open. Im yesh dam betocha tameya, if there's dam inside of it, then she's tameya. Vim lav tahora, otherwise she's going to be tahora. Kerabanan v'adifa midrabanan. This is like the sheet of the rabanan, but it takes it one step further. Kerabanan dam riyaf shal b'sich skever blo dam. We're assuming like the rabanan in that we're allowing for the possibility that there was a b'sich skever and there was no dam. We're allowing for that possibility that if we open this up and there is no dam in it, so good, so there's no dam. But v'adifa midrabanan dinu savri ima in betocha lo v'sum chasam rafil betocha. But this goes a step further than the rabanan in the sense that the rabanan would say, just look at it. If there's no dam, there's no dam. Whereas Simchus requires doing some investigation that you need to open it up, and if there's dam inside of it, that would be enough to make her tummy. The tiny idach hamapels katicha ravacha omar kora im tocha madim tameya v'imlav tahora. Rav Acha says, rip it open. If the inside has a reddish color, it's tameya. So this is kisumchus v'adifa misumchus. This goes like sumchus that you can't just trust what you see, you have to rip it open, but goes a step further than sumchus that even if you don't see actual dam, you just see a reddish color, that would be enough to be metame. V'tani idach, we have another b'ris on Pels Chaticha, Rabbi Yom Rabbi Korim Yishva Etzem Imo Temeya Leda. If it has a bone from the mother, it's Temeya Leda. Am Rav Chisto b'chaticha levana. That's in a white chaticha. V'chein kiyasa zuga de minchadyav, asava aysim yasnisu b'yadeh, am Pels Chaticha levana. That would mean that it's a real leida. Amr Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Shimon Yichai. Hamapels Chaticha Kora. Im Yesh Vadam Ogur Tmei Avim Lav Torah. If there's blood collected in one spot, it's Tmeya. But when you rip it open, even if there might be some blood there, but it's not collected, it's Torah. Because Sumchus Vekila Mikulu. So it's like Sumchus that you have to rip it open, but it's much more makel in terms of what you need to find. Sumchus said all you need to find is blood. We had another sheet that said you need to find collected blood. This is another sheet. I'm sorry. Another this that's this. The sheet said, we had another sheet that said you just need to see a red color, but this sheet is saying no, in order for it to be a problem, you do have to rip it open, but in order for it to be a problem, you need to find collected blood. Just another minute. What would be the halach if a woman saw blood through a tube? The blood didn't come out through the normal vaginal canal, a tube was stuck in, so it never touched the vaginal walls, and it came out through the tube. The Torah, after all, says a woman only becomes tummy when she sees dam bivisara. So maybe it has to touch the vaginal walls. Or maybe bivisara we use to teach us that as soon as it leaves the uterus, it's already going to be tummy, even though it has not yet left her body. And that's what bivisara teaches me. From the word bivsara, we darshan both things to be true. When the blood goes to inside her body, from the uterus to the cervical area, or maybe to the vaginal canal, she's ready to make, even if it hasn't left her body yet. And number two, that if the blood comes through shvaferes, it will not be metameh here. This is huge halacha lemaisa. Mirtz Hashem will discuss why tomorrow at the beginning of the shiur.